This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Once again, in a series of interviews, we are joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be discussing traditional Chinese medicine, how it's not just for back pain, and how this powerful system can transform your health. Dr. Riobay, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
So tell us, for starters, why has TCM or traditional Chinese medicine been difficult to adopt within the United States despite being used in many countries throughout the world?
I believe the main reason that traditional Chinese medicine is not as well accepted in the United States is that we haven't studied it properly. We judge the value of Chinese medicine based on our United States conventional standards rather than studying it in its pure form. So here in the U.S., we believe that acupuncture, for example, is only good for back pain and nausea and vomiting associated with pregnancy or chemotherapy. Chinese medicine is broadly applicable for any condition when it's used correctly and understood. Chinese medicine is an energy-based system that uses customized herbal and acupuncture prescriptions to treat the underlying causes of symptoms and conditions. It's actually being proven in many studies to be true, not directly but indirectly. So in 2005, we mapped out the human genome. So the Human Genome Project was completed about 10 years ago. And in that project, we mapped out the genetic code of the whole body. So for the first time in history, we had the DNA or genetic code of the whole body just mapped out. And what we found is that every single cell in the body has the genetic code of the entire body in it. So for example, an eye cell has the genetic code of the whole body in it and yet knows how to be an eye cell. Chinese medicine is actually based on this fact. So Chinese medicine theory tells us that every small part of your body reflects the whole body. And we've seen that now that we've mapped out our genes. We find that the entire code of the body is in every single cell. So every small part of the body does actually reflect the whole. So if we actually look at Chinese medicine from that perspective, we begin to see that there are many, many studies that are actually proving Chinese medicine theory to be true. It's just that when we try to study it from our U.S. Medical standard, we don't study it the way it's intended to be practiced. And so we tend to get very inconsistent results with our studies. In the United States, when we study a drug, for example, we'll diagnose people with a particular medical condition or disease, and then we'll study perhaps 1,000 people by giving them the same exact treatment for that particular disease. So if we're studying an antibiotic, for example, we're going to use that same antibiotic on all 1,000 people that have a particular diagnosed condition. And we go to great lengths to make sure that every single patient in that study is treated exactly the same way so that we have uniformity. Chinese medicine is not practiced that way. So when someone comes into your office with back pain, for example, you're not going to treat them with the same set of points that you're going to treat all your other patients with back pain, because the underlying causes of that back pain is unique to each individual. So you're going to evaluate that patient, and each patient is going to have a different prescription of acupuncture and a different prescription of herbs. So it makes it almost impossible to study traditional Chinese medicine from a United States-based medical standard, because it simply is completely counter to the way that we practice, and it's also counter to the way that we study our practice. So this is why we continue to conclude that Chinese medicine doesn't actually work here in the United States, whereas in other countries throughout the world, it's been shown to work very, very well, and in fact work better than our system of medicine for many different conditions. Chinese medicine has been studied extensively in Europe and China and shown to actually be more effective for cancer treatment than our conventional treatments here in the United States. But when we study it here in the United States, we tend to use different standards. And so that makes Chinese medicine appear not to be as valuable. So in my opinion, that's the main reason that we haven't adopted it here in the United States. We simply don't study it the way it's supposed to be studied. So to study Chinese medicine, you would have to study each individual, and you'd have to see if the prescription that you gave that particular patient for acupuncture and herbal therapy was actually effective. And then you'd have to study each patient individually in that way to show that it works. Or you'd have to, you know, study a smaller number of people and take into consideration their individual treatments that are unique to them and see if it worked overall. We tend not to do that when we study things in the United States. And so we keep butting heads with Chinese medicine when, in fact, it would flow very seamlessly into our U.S. medical system if we were to study it in its pure form and begin to truly understand it.
Tell us, Dr. Ryobei, why is traditional Chinese medicine so effective? You talked about just a moment ago why studies on TCM within the U.S. are inconsistent. So why is TCM so effective?
Well, Chinese medicine is based on balancing energy to help restore body function. It helps restore body function by determining the root causes of symptoms and conditions and treating them naturally to balance energy in the body without the use of testing or prescription medications. This not only corrects the symptom, but it prevents diseases that stem from these symptoms when they're left untreated. So in our conventional medical system, we'll tend to treat conditions with medications. And what we're doing is we're just treating the symptoms at that point. We're not treating their underlying causes. And so those causes continue pretty much untreated or unaddressed for years. And this is why we continue to see more and more diseases in the United States developing, because we're only treating the symptoms and masking them and not treating their underlying causes. So TCM is extremely effective because it not only treats the symptoms, it also treats their underlying causes. And so you're taking care of things, you know, from a much more holistic perspective when you use traditional Chinese medicine. And unfortunately, in the United States, our system of medicine is very deductive and looks for diseases to treat and symptoms to block, basically, as opposed to looking for the underlying causes of these symptoms and conditions. So TCM is effective because it looks at things from both perspectives in a more fundamentally holistic way. TCM is actually based on quantum physics. Quantum physics is that newer model of science that we've been using for the past 100 years or so. It's the newer model of science that helped us get to the moon. It's that new model of science that helps our cell phones to work. You know, our old scientific model that we used, you know, prior to that time, we would never be able to develop cell phone technology with it. We would have never been able to get to the moon with it. This is what our conventional medical system is based on. It's based on that Newtonian physics where, you know, you drop the apple from the tree and it falls to the ground. So we see this as a very physical thing that happens. And so this is what our conventional medical systems are loosely based on. Chinese medicine is based on quantum physics. So when you go into outer space and you drop an apple, it doesn't fall to the ground. There's a whole different science out there that happens, that takes place. So you have to use this other science under those circumstances. It turns out that inside the body's cells, on that really tiny level, quantum physics tends to work more effectively than our Newtonian physics. And so that's why Chinese medicine is so much more effective, is because it was based on this science over 3,500 years ago. No one quite knows how they developed this system, but we're seeing that we're proving it to be true with our quantum physics, scientific study that we do today. So it's very neat to see how they were aware of these things 3,500 years ago that we're just scratching the surface to understand today, and things are just kind of coming full circle again. So we already have a system that has taken this all into account that's been used for millennia, and if we adopted it more here in the United States, we'll be much further ahead of the game than if we try and devise it on our own. So it took the Chinese thousands of years to develop this system. We've only been around for 100 to 200 years with our conventional medical model. So it's going to take us a very long time to get to where the Chinese got thousands of years ago. So again, if we begin to really understand Chinese medicine and study it in its pure form, we'll begin to see its power and its effectiveness, and we'll be able to apply it immediately, as opposed to trying to forge our own path, when the wheel's already been invented.
Today, once again, we are joined by Dr. Milan Ryobei, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Ryobei Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How can Americans best access TCM?
Well, there are a lot of Chinese medicine practitioners throughout the United States. To access it as we practice it here at the Ryobei Institute, we would, of course, invite you to come and see us. At the Ryobei Institute, we do fuse traditional Chinese medicine with functional medicine in a very unique way that not only uses TCM, but also accesses the cutting-edge technology of functional medicine that I'll explain in the next interview. It's important to research the individual that you're going to see to assure that they have a very solid medical foundation, preferably a medical doctor who has extensive experience with Chinese herbology and acupuncture. In China, most acupuncturists are medical doctors with profound medical backgrounds. My mentors that I studied with here in the United States were both medical doctors who were also acupuncturists and Chinese herbalists. And so in China, that is the standard. So it's important to access someone with a very similar background.
In conclusion, Dr. Ryobei, how can one determine which practitioner to see?
Absolutely. There are a lot of different modalities here in the United States that people can access. So it's very important that you do a little bit of your research ahead of time. So you can call your local medical board. You can call a local acupuncture school to see if they have a referral service. Although they may not practice with the same methods that we use at the Ryobei Institute, it's a great starting point to begin to treat the underlying causes of symptoms rather than mask them as is done in conventional medicine. So if people can't, come directly to us, we certainly encourage them to contact their local medical board or, again, call a local accredited acupuncture school to see if they do have a referral service. And this is a good starting point because, again, Chinese medicine is really the heart and soul of the Ryobei method. So if you can at least access someone who is certified in that field, you're going to go a long way towards resolving a lot of underlying, yet unseen abnormalities in the body that Chinese medicine can see and treat very, very effectively. So I encourage people to definitely look into the modality much more closely, and look at it really in its pure form. Perhaps read books about Chinese medicine just to see, and to take the controversy out of it, to take the propaganda out of it, and they'll begin to see that it's a very, very solid, very well-proven system of medicine that's worked for thousands of years and has actually been proven in studies outside of the United States. So at the Ryobei Institute, we encourage everyone to really learn about Chinese medicine. So we recommend books that they read and websites that they can trust that they can go to so they can really see how they can employ this in their lives every day and incorporate it as part of their lifestyle. I discuss this extensively in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
Dr. Ryobei, once again, thank you so much for your time and for this informative piece today. Where can listeners find more information on you, your practice, and how can they be in touch as well?
Well, I invite everyone to visit MilanRyobeiMD.com, where you can get more information and pre-order your copies of The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer. And if you are local to our area, we invite you to schedule your annual integrative checkup today.
Once again, Dr. Ryobei, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to speaking with you again real soon.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for contact and for more information, simply visit MilanRiobayMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.